It is 4:03, and let's check out
Boomer Traffic.
And the Boomer Traffic Network, pretty quiet out there, which is good. I think a lot of people have started the weekend early, although we do have a couple of accidents that have just come in. Personal injury accident out Florence Boulevard and Locust, westbound Pacific at 69th, eastbound Maple at 124th. Those are the latest accidents right now. Yeah, and if you see something in traffic, let us know. 553-1490. It is the Boomer Radio Network.
Boomer weather.
Yeah, the all-important big four-day weekend forecast. Increasing clouds tonight, low around 18. And then Thanksgiving Day, snow likely before 4 p.m. And then rain and snow mixed after that. Not expecting too much of an accumulation, but could make the roadways a bit slick, so be aware of that. High near 33. Then for the game on Saturday, freezing rain likely in the morning, possibly mixed with sleet. That before 11, and then rain after that, and a high near 42. The rest of the weekend, mostly sunny on Saturday at 50 and 36, and some clouds on Sunday, 34 now, Omaha Council Bluffs, and 32 in Blair. It is 4:04, and it is time for a Boomer sit-in on the Boomer Radio Network, and Gene Camerata is with us.
Come on!
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Oh, man, it's great. So glad to have you in and be a part of a sit-in.
It's nice to be here.
Because you and I are about the same age, so I know, man, you appreciate this music.
Yeah. I look a lot older than you, though, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think. Well, let's not get into an argument over that. I see you're wearing a New York Mets sweatshirt. Are you?
There's a correct answer, but I'll just say yes. Big fan. Went to my first game in 1964.
Wow. Did you grow up in that area?
I grew up in Queens. I guess it was relative walking distance to Shea Stadium where the Mets played.
Yeah. When did you leave New York?
I left New York in 1981 with a friend of mine, Frankie Ventimiglia, got on a Greyhound bus and moved to Las Vegas, where I started as a pot washer at the Hilton Hotel and then worked my way up to Saucier.
Wow. How old were you when you left New York then?
I was 22.
Okay. Now, for those who don't know, you are, do you call yourself a chef, or what title do you give yourself?
I am a chef, obviously.
Okay.
But I hesitate to call myself a chef because so many people who aren't really like to call themselves chef.
Yeah.
So I'm a cook. I enjoy cooking. And I'm a chef.
You know? Okay. What are you doing now?
Right now, I'm a teacher at Iowa Western Community College. I teach culinary arts.
Okay.
And it's great. Some young, trying to steer some young people either towards or against, just because it's not for everybody, that's for sure.
No.
A lot of people don't realize what a hard living it is to cook.
Well, yeah, how many people say, and my wife and I have this joke with each other, she'll cook up something nice and I'll say, hey, you should open a restaurant. Because she has one recipe that's really great. How many, and there's a lot of people that at least have that mindset, don't they?
Well, I think 90% of the quote is 90% of the restaurants that open close within the first year because of mismanagement or lack of funding or just, unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would not recommend that you own your own restaurant until you work in someone else's restaurant first and learn how to do it right.
Have you owned a restaurant?
Actually, I've owned a couple. Mm-hmm. We used to have the Brass Grill in the Old Market that was above the Dubliner Pub.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a place on 55th and Leavenworth called Come On Into My Kitchen.
And that...
As a matter of fact.
And that is... that's a story into itself, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Actually, I was in a bunch of bands when I was a kid. I wanted to be a rock and roll star, but I got really skinny. So I started cooking, and I played the guitar, and this song is the first song, probably one of the only ones, too, that I figured out how to play from listening to the record.
Wow. That's an amazing story. So, but probably not unique, though, is it?
Oh, no. A lot of people do it, and I have I've actually been privileged to sing the song all over the country. I actually got to sing it at the Holland Center in the small room with Hal France, the conductor of the opera, playing piano.
Well, you could sing it right now.
It was pretty cool. I could.
But I'm not going to. He goes way back from the microphone. No, not going to do it. We'll let the Steve Miller Band do it. Come on in my kitchen. We have Gene Camerata with us. He is our Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network.
Thank you.
Because it is going to be raining, I know. You better come on into my kitchen. Because it is going to be raining outdoors. The woman I love stole her from a friend. Oh, who got lucky, stole her back again. Into my kitchen, yeah, yeah, because it is going to be raining outdoors. Hey, hey, say, baby, come on, baby, come on. Well, come on, mama, let's have some fun. You better come on, baby, into my kitchen, yeah, yeah, because it is going to be raining outdoors.
Kitchen on the Boomer Radio Network, and Gene Camerata is the cook in the house today. And you said you recorded that song yourself on your old radio show. You actually, that was you?
Actually, I had a couple of local musicians. Joey Galizia played the drums, and Matt Wallace played the saxophone, and we recorded the song in one take. So
amazing.
Quick story: my dad, he was sick, and he didn't have long. So I did a TV show. I used to have a TV show dedicated to my dad where I cooked what he wanted. And then I had a friend from UPS come up and grab the food like he was going to send it to him right away. Oh, and then I sent that to my dad. And the last couple of weeks he was alive, all his friends came over and he showed him that show.
Yeah.
Which made me
yeah.
feel really good. But yeah. then he said to me one day, he goes, "Who does that song anyway? It sucks." I said, "Oh, that was me, Dad."
I'm just curious. Your father passed. Is your mom still alive?
Or? No. Rita passed probably about 8 years ago.
Okay. Did she stay in New York her whole life, in Queens?
She lived, actually spent the last part of her life in Long Island. Mm-hmm. My dad came from Hell's Kitchen. He was tough. Even on his deathbed, I wouldn't mess with him. And then my mom came from the Bronx, mm-hmm. and they met up, and I have two brothers and a sister.
Okay.
And they're all, once in Pennsylvania, once in Connecticut, and my sister's in Long Island.
Yeah. You guys get together very often?
Not often enough, Jack.
I know.
But when we do, we only see each other once in a rare while, so it's all good.
Who cooks?
They usually have me cook, you know, mm-hmm. a couple of days while I'm there. You yeah. know, it's kind of yeah. weird when you are a cook. You know, you go someplace and people expect you to cook.
Yeah.
So one time I told my brother-in-law, who's a lawyer, He came to my house. I was in Colorado, and I said, hey, I've set up a fake trial so that we can have fun with that. What do you think? And I think they got the message after that. Although, sometimes I would rather cook than leave it up to somebody else. Like I said, I have a turkey in the oven right now because we have two ovens, and one of them's broken. So I had to get a jump on it. So my son, Luke, is going to smoke a turkey tomorrow, although he's going out tonight, so I might have to start the fire. But
yeah, yeah.
He wants to smoke a turkey, so I'm going to let him. Okay. He's good at it, too.
Okay, guys, chip off the old block. I just want to go back to something you talked about. You talked about your dad and that you cooked up some of his favorite meals. What were they?
He said he wanted a steak cooked medium rare with peas and roasted potatoes. And then he said he wanted chocolate pudding for dessert. I said, okay, whatever
you want.
All right. Whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
But my dad was adventurous. You know, he liked me to make him different things.
Yeah.
Much like my son. My son will eat just about anything, especially if he prepares it. My daughter, she's a whole different animal.
Yeah. Just the two kids?
Two kids, twins, yeah. Actually.
Oh, twins. How old are they?
They're 24.
Okay. Married yet?
My daughter is actually engaged, and she kind of broke my heart a little. She fell in love with a New England Patriots fan. But he's a good kid.
My daughter fell in love and married a K-State Wildcat. I feel your pain, Gene.
Yeah, I hear you.
I feel your pain.
I feel you.
That's great. All right, biggest mistake that people make when preparing a turkey.
I guess a lot of people, it's either they don't cook it long enough or they cook it too long. One of the things that I've taken to do in the last 5-10 years is I brine my turkey. So last night when I got home, I put 2 gallons of water on the stove. I put in 2 cups of sugar and a cup of salt and a little bit of white wine vinegar. And then I made a little sachet with a coffee filter where I put peppercorns, thyme, and bay leaf inside and tied it up and put it in the water and got it hot until the sugar and salt dissolved. Then I put it outside and let it get cold. And then in a cooler, I put 2 turkeys and I put the brine in with the 2 turkeys. And then when I got home from school today, I took the turkey out. And I rinsed it, although I've been seeing things on TV that say you shouldn't rinse your turkey because you'll contaminate everything. You know, obviously, if you rinse your turkey, you can clean the sink when you're done. But I rinsed it and I dried it off, and I put it in the oven at 400 degrees for 30 minutes, and then I turned it down to about 275, and then I'm going to cook my turkey for 5 hours at least. You want to cook it until the meat in the thigh is 165 degrees, and before the meat in the thighs gets to 165, the breast gets way higher. So typically the breast is a little more cooked than the legs, which is why sometimes it dries out. But if you brine the turkey, the whole turkey stays nice and moist.
Stays moist. Wow. Well, there you go, everybody. So if you didn't start that process yesterday, it's too late?
Absolutely not. You know, as long as you have room in your oven. Our issue was we only have one oven, I wanted to make sure I got a turkey cooked today.
Second.
Luke's going to cook one outside, and then we have all the sides. We do have a big gathering at our house. We're going to have like 35 people, bunch of kids running around. It's kind of fun. We got the kind of house where people can go to sleep anywhere. They don't really care. You know, if you fall asleep in the middle of the living room, we'll just slide you out of the way so we can see the game.
Gene Camarada is with us. He is, he's a cook, a chef extraordinaire, and he is our Boomer sit-in today. We'll get to more of songs that were important to him. Want to find out what your first car was. Grew up in Queens, so I don't know. Did you even have a car then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I bought a 68 Rambler.
Oh, we just found out.
For a 68 Rambler American for $50.
Wow. All right. Gene Camarada, our Boomer sit-in today. It's 4:17.
Boomer Traffic.
And Boomer Traffic is brought to you by Care Builders at Home. Care Builders at Home's goal is to keep your loved one in their home for as long as possible. Contact them for a free in-home consultation at carebuildersathomeomaha.com. Latest in traffic, pretty quiet for the most part, with everybody starting early on the big holiday weekend. Personal injury accident, Florence Boulevard and Locust, and westbound Pacific at 69th, eastbound Maple at 124th. Those are accidents that still may be in the cleanup stages. You see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490.
What you need when you need it at Baumgart.
Mark your calendar and set your alarm. for the Baumgars Early Bird 20% off sale this Friday only. That's right, 20% off. Just get to Baumgars between 6 and 10 to get your Early Bird card. Good for 20% off regular priced, non-advertised items all day. A few exclusions apply, but we're talking 20% off all day. Every Baumgars store will open at 6 a.m. and stay open till 8 with Toyland, clothing, tools, and more. You'll find gift ideas for everyone at 20% off throughout the store. So get up and go to Baumgars this Friday between 6 and 10 a.m. for your Early Bird card. Don't be late.
What you need when you need it at Baumgars.
Thank you for making Polaris America's best-selling off-road brand. During the Polaris Great American Thank You event, you can get great deals at Johnson Cycle in Fremont. Come see us for the season's best prices on America's best-selling off-road lineup. Johnson Cycle in Fremont, your Polaris, Yamaha, and Kawasaki dealer since 1973. Rebates valid in U.S. through 12/31/19 on new 2016 through 2020 vehicles. Subject to credit approval, offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Are you a boomer or just someone who loves boomer music? Are you looking for a career that's fun and rewarding? Well, Boomer Radio is expanding our sales and marketing team and looking for a few motivated individuals that would like to work in a fun environment with flexible hours and great income potential. Media experience is preferred but not necessary. If you'd like to learn more or apply, log on to myboomerradio.com and click on Work for Boomer. Help local businesses get their boomer on with Boomer Radio, an equal opportunity employer.
For all the Black Friday deal seekers, Target's thinking of you. With hundreds of Black Friday doorbusters this Thursday through Saturday, huge savings on kitchen must-haves like Instant Pot, amazing deals on 4K smart TVs, even great gaming deals for the Nintendo Switch. Target has so many deals, there's something perfect for everyone on your list. So don't wait. Doors open Thursday at 5 p.m., this Thursday through Sunday only, and only at Target. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton. And our best offer of the year is here. Get free works accessories with bike purchase. Limited time only.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
Ordinary bar soaps may do a good job of cleansing. Easy. Done and done. But with Dove, you get a whole lot more. Because every bar is made with 1/4 moisturizing cream. So you get a gentle clean that leaves skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. Upgrade to Dove, the bar that gives you more. It cleanses and cares. Plus, it's number one recommended by dermatologists. Now that is money well spent. Dove. Get more from your beauty bar.
S422, come into my kitchen. It is a Boomer sit-in today.
With you Gene, come on.
With Gene Camerata. And chef, he doesn't want to call himself a chef. We'll call him a cook. He grew up in the Queens.
Queens, not the Queens.
Oh, it's like Queens.
Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn, Queens.
It's not Brooklyn.
It's the Bronx, but it's just Queens.
Okay, well, I stand corrected. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for that. You saved me a huge embarrassment at some point in my
Jackson
life.
Jackson Heights, actually.
Okay. You said you had a 68 Rambler. What color was that
It
Rambler?
Was a black 68 Rambler. Like I said, it cost me $50. And the greatest thing about this car was, if something was wrong, you could open up the hood and you could identify what was wrong almost immediately. You could remove it, take it to the auto parts store, get another one, and put it in yourself. There was no fancy computers or anything. So it was pretty easy to fix.
Man. Yeah, pretty simple. Yeah, it was a different time, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Boomer Radio, this is Jack.
Jack. This is Boomer Sooner Barry.
Hey, Barry.
I was just wondering if that Rambler had the little metal curb finder on it, like the one I had 50 years ago did.
Absolutely not. But I found many a curb, I'll tell you that much.
Barry, what year?
Thank you.
What year was yours?
63.
60. You know, that's what year I had a 63. Yeah. Did the seats all fold completely down in the front?
Of course.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Just checking. Hey Barry, have
but
a great.
I never tried it.
Oh no, no. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving, Barry. Keep booming, my friend.
Bye bye.
All right. Gene, what were you listening to?
You know, before I say that, you know, they did have a Rambler that had a propeller on the back that you could drive right into the water. That was one of the models they had. I think it was like a 62 or something. It was half boat, half car.
Yeah.
You know, I listened to all kinds of music, but in my youth, one of my favorite bands, because they kind of blended rock and roll and classical music together, was a band called Jethro Tull.
Mm.
And this here was one of my favorite songs of all time.
Locomotive Breath?
Yes, sir.
All right. And this is what was playing in that 1968 Rambler?
Oh, yeah. I think I had the 8-track.
Yeah. Probably did. Gene Camarada. That's not easy, is it? No.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, yeah. Who is this in the Boomer sit-in today?
My name is Gene Camarada.
Thank you, Camarada. Thank you. Here's Jethro Tull on the Boomer Radio Network. It's 424. Locomotive Breath and Jethro Tull on the Boomer Radio Network. It's 428. It's a Boomer sit-in today on this special Thanksgiving Eve. And who better off than, or who better to have in the studio here with us than someone who knows their way around a kitchen? And he's had his own kitchen, a couple of them. And it's Gene Camerata. Thank you for coming in today. Appreciate
it. My pleasure, Jack.
Yeah. Jethro Tull, have you seen him in concert?
Big, like, I don't know, at least 50 times, I would say. When I was a kid, I used to go to concerts constantly in Madison Square Garden in New York. And I think I had seen him 23 times before I left New York. And, and one of the cool things about Jethro Tull...
That almost makes you a stalker.
I guess, yeah. I think he might have recognized me. But, as a youth, when I was in high school, their concept albums would come out. I mean, their albums would be two sides straight through, mm-hmm. one long story, with millions of words. And I memorized those words, and I think it helped with my study habits. It mm-hmm. made my memory better.
Yeah.
And I was a singer. I fancied myself a singer. I still do sometimes. It helped with my phrasing, just listening to Ian Anderson, who was the singer from mm-hmm. Jethro Tull.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the flute. The way he played the flute was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, great, great story. Hey, you picked the Beatles' Hard Day's Night.
As
one song that was important to you.
Well, the Beatles played a big part in my life. I had an aunt who was from England, and she always got the British copies of the Beatles albums, and my cousin couldn't stand the Beatles. So I got all the albums. And actually, my neighbor, when I was young, in 1963, I was 5 years old, had a ticket for me to see the Beatles. My mom wouldn't let me go. I didn't talk to her for 2 years. But yeah, the Beatles, The Hard Day's Night, when the movie came out, great movie.
Great story. Thanks, Gene. And it is a Boomer sit-in today with Gene Camerata. He's with us. He's a cook, a chef. He teaches Iowa Western.
Yes, teaching. Iowa Western Community College. And hey, who was your favorite Beatle, Jack?
Well, Ringo, because we have similar noses.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was a John Lennon guy.
Were you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I liked them all, obviously.
Oh, man.
George was cool, too.
You said you have some vinyl?
Okay, I have well over 1,000 vinyl albums, and I have a state-of-the-art, like mid to late 70s stereo. Yeah, and I really enjoy listening to music.
You still listen to music on vinyl, though.
Oh,
that's what you're doing.
We got a pool table in the basement.
Uh-huh.
We listen to vinyl.
Wow. What is the we talked about turkey earlier. What's the best way to make a real flavorful, stuffing or dressing?
Actually, I made some dressing yesterday.
You can make it that far ahead?
Yeah, you know, as long as you don't cook it, you know, you can cook it whenever you want. A couple of keys. I put garlic, onions, and celery, and I saute that, and then I put a little turkey stock in with that, and then I mix that with the bread, and then I cool it off completely, and then I put in a couple of eggs so that when it cooks, it maintains the moisture. Mm-hmm. I also diced up some Granny Smith apples and browned them in a pan and mixed them in also. I do have one of my nephew's wives is... She likes my stuffing so much that I feel like I have to make it for her every year. Krista, it's for you, baby.
I love that. All right. You spent some time in Las Vegas. I think we want to talk about that a little bit. Okay. You picked the song Hair. I'm looking at you and think, well, okay, I can maybe ask you. We want to know the story behind that, too. That's all coming up. Gene Camarota is with us here on the Boomer Radio Network. It is a Boomer sit-in today. Let's check out
Boomer Traffic.
And Boomer Traffic is brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple. They're now in the old Sizzler building. That's where they are. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 6 to 2, Sunday, 7 to 2. And if you know a good short order cook who loves and cares about what they do and people like Misty does, send them over to talk to Misty because they are in need of a short order cook and they need it in short order. So maybe Gene knows somebody. I don't know. We'll find out. They're booming with business from the Boomer Radio Network. So send them over to see Misty. All right, things are looking really good out there in Boomer Traffic. Everybody has started their holiday weekend early. We have no reports of any issues on the interstate system right now. You see something, they'll give us a call at 553-1490.
Welcome to Jerry Ryan's Clothing and Sportswear at 78th and Dodge. We offer men's suits, sports coats, outerwear, and sportswear. Our helpful staff will listen to your needs. Our tailor shop is the best in the Midwest, and our wedding suit selection is great for the groom or the groomsman in your life. Jerry Ryan's has always represented quality and value. Welcome to Jerry Ryan's. Relax and enjoy our world.
At Jerry Ryan's, we bring out the best.
At U.S. Cellular, we're keeping the holiday spirit alive with deals that'll make you want to sing.
Switched and got a phone for free. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With no activation fees. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get yourself what you really want this holiday season. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free smartphone with no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better Plan. New line port and credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Boomers, you love a good deal. That's why AAA is offering now until the close of business December 2nd. Half price. New memberships. That's half price. New memberships for all levels. The Classic, as well as the Plus and Premier, which offer expanded benefits and services. Be prepared for those cold winter months ahead with AAA's signature roadside assistance for tires, batteries, lockouts, and more. Don't miss another day without the protection, the security, and the substantial savings offered by AAA. So contact your nearest AAA office in Iowa or Nebraska. You'll find their locations on myboomerradio.com or call 1-800-AAA-NEBR. That's 1-800-AAA-NEBR. Some restrictions and limitations may apply. Don't delay. This deal goes away at the close of business Monday, December 2nd. 60 million motorists can't be wrong. It pays to belong to AAA. And tell them Boomer Radio sent you.
So are you getting close to retirement and wondering whether you're prepared? You might have several financial products, investments, and other accounts, but do you really have a plan? How will all of these come together when you need it most? Talk with someone who puts it all together, not gives you another product. Callahan Financial Planning in Omaha and Lincoln is a fiduciary financial planning company that doesn't sell products, and you won't get a sales pitch. Google Callahan Financial Planning to get started. Callahan Financial Planning is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
It's 437 on the Boomer Radio Network and a sit-in today on this Thanksgiving Eve with somebody who knows a lot about cooking, and it's Gene Camarota. He's with us here. You used to have a radio show yourself.
Yes, sir.
Was that in the old K-Car days?
In K-Car. It was called Come On Into My Kitchen.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun. We did it for 15 years.
Oh, that long.
Actually, it was fun. It was an hour for a while. It was 2 hours for a while. It was half food and half horse racing because I'm an enthusiast and I needed a sponsor.
Yeah.
And I told him, hey, you pay me $100 a week, I'll probably give it back to you.
Yeah.
And it worked out
And it worked out great. For 15 years you did that.
For 15 years I had a radio show.
And you've had a couple of restaurants that you've owned or been a part of here in town.
Yes, sir. We had the Brass Grill downtown.
Yeah.
And then we had Come On Into My Kitchen on 55th and Leavenworth, which is now Tasty Pizza, which I heard people really like an awful lot. Hmm.
Okay. What's your expertise, if you have one? What is it?
That is such a loaded question. You know, I'd like to do just about everything. I don't really like to bake, even though I can. My favorite thing to make is soup. I love to make soup. I mean, I can make just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess hard work and endurance. You know, I think that's what it takes to be able to be on your feet for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it kind of runs your body down. But I think, you know, that was, you know, I was pretty comfortable with working 15 hours a day.
We were just talking about a business that advertises here on Boomer Radio, and they've had huge success. And that is Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple. And they're in need of a short order cook.
Well, you know, I have a couple of people in mind from Iowa Western Community College.
Really?
We have some great students. First year students are pretty gung ho. Our second year students are starting to think they know everything, like what normally happens. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I might have somebody in mind.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get you.
That's from Iowa Western Community College.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, I know. And you've been there for how long now?
This is my ninth year.
All right. And you're going to retire there? Is that where you're going to hang up the apron?
That's a loaded question. I'm ready to retire right now, but unfortunately, I have to talk to you about my finances.
Okay. All right. Hey, you picked Hair by the Cowsills as one of your songs. There's got to be a story about that.
Okay. So when I was a kid, there was a toy store. It was like an everything store, appliance store, toy store.
And for those who missed this, you grew up in Queens.
In Jackson Heights.
Oh, Jackson Heights.
Jackson Heights. In Woodside. Oh, not Woodside. Yeah, Woodside. There was a place called Stevens. It was a everything store. And they had toys mostly is where we went there. But they had a record department. And as a child, I wandered in there. And I think one of the first albums I really noticed was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But back in that time, you bought 45s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I remember I thought long. I bought two 45s the first day I bought 45s. I bought, think about it. But I bought Hair by the Cowsills.
Ah.
And then Sergio Mendez, I think. Something jazzy. Those are my two first 45s. But Hair, the play. You know, I was always kind of a wannabe hippie, you know, so, and my mom encouraged that, which was kind of cool of her.
All right. Hey, the first 45, how much did you pay for it?
Oh, God, it was less than a dollar for sure.
Where'd you get the money?
I had a job. We actually delivered newspapers as kids.
Okay.
We were newspaper delivery. My dad was always the kind of guy that if he lent you a dollar, he wanted to know when he was going to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, my mom would give you her lunch money.
That's mom and dad, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It is. Gene Camarada is our Boomer sit-in today. First 45, it was this one. It's Hair and the Cowsills on the Boomer Radio Network.
She asked him why.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Grow it. And my hair, a home for the fleas. My
more for the buzzing bees. A decimal burst, there ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my head. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty, matty, oily, greasy, fleecy, shiny, steaming, gleaming, flaxen, waxy,
knotted, polka dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled,
and spaghetti.
Oh, say, can you see? Too short.
Cow Sales and Hair on the Boomer Radio Network, and Gene Camarada is our special Boomer sit-in guest on this Thanksgiving Eve. Pick that song because it was the first 45 that he bought. How many concerts have you been to?
I don't know.
Because we were talking about Jethro Tull earlier.
Lots and lots. So, I saw the Grateful Dead a couple of hundred times at least.
Wow. And Jethro Tull, you said you saw...
Who knows
how many times?
23 times before I left New York. Got fired from a job in New York at a bowling alley because I went to see Jethro Tull two nights in a row. But it was worth it. Oh, it was worth it.
Yeah. I suppose you, in New York, I mean, you had the opportunity to see a lot of people get in line.
Oh,
did you ever go to any concerts where you really didn't know who the band was?
Always. Oh, you know what I used to do? On Wednesdays, I got paid. I'd cash my check and I'd go to Ticketron, which was in Macy's in Manhattan. They had the ticket place. And I would go up and I'd see what was on sale. And I'd buy tickets to concerts of bands who I heard were good, but I had never really heard any of their music. I saw Rush do 2112 in the first row because I had bought tickets. One night we slept out for Led Zeppelin tickets. And there was a rumor they were going on sale. And it turned out John Denver tickets were going on sale. And a lot of my friends were bummed out. And I was like, hey, I'm right here. I'm just going to buy John Denver tickets.
Yeah.
And then years later, I worked in a club in Aspen called the Grand Champions Club, and he was a member. And on Sundays, when I got done with work, after cooking brunch, he was always at the bar, and we started to talk, and then just about every Sunday, we'd drink beer together. So years later, I'm living in Omaha, and he's doing a concert at the Orpheum, and I was working for McKenna's, and they were doing catering down there, and they let me do the catering. So I had the food all laid out, and he walked into the dressing room. He said, Gene, what are you doing here? I said, I live here, John. Yeah, it's a small world.
Man, isn't it, though? Gene Camarada with us. Come Into My Kitchen. That was the name of... That was the name of your radio show that you had for a time. We must talk about Thanksgiving. We've talked about turkey. The secret is to do the brine, right?
If you can. You don't necessarily have to brine your turkey, but I think one of the best things you could do is start it at a high temperature and then finish it at a lower temperature. So start it at 400 for a half hour and then turn it down somewhere between 275 and 300 mm-hmm. for the remaining time. And once again, if you have a thermometer, the meat in the thighs should be 165 degrees.
You can't say that enough, can you?
No, and you don't. And if by chance, and this has happened to everyone, you get to the point where you're going to, and don't try to carve the turkey at the table. That's kind of silly. Break it down in the kitchen and slice it up so people can just help themselves. You know, sometimes you slice the electric knife at the table, sometimes could be dangerous.
You know, but in the Norman Rockwell picture, he's not carving the turkey in the kitchen all by himself.
No, Norman Rockwell, he was an artist, you know, but I'm not sure he was a chef.
Gene Camarada, our special Boomer sit-in today. And we have a special song that we're going to talk about here in just a few minutes. I think we have time for two songs. You've got a number here on the list of these that we haven't played yet. Which one are you thinking
of? The one
on
the bottom.
The one on the bottom there, the Moody Blues?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got that. That'll be coming up next. Let's check out Boomer Traffic for you.
Traffic.
I said...
Boomer Traffic.
There we go. Make sure we get all the big voice guy in there. Really quiet on the drive home this afternoon. Everybody has started their Thanksgiving celebration already on the big holiday weekend, so we have nothing to tell, you know, alert you to. This check of traffic brought to you by the Rooferies, John Higgins Weather Guard. When your home or business needs a new roof, go to Omaha's fairest roofing company, the Rooferies, John Higgins Weather Guard, rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. For roof, sidings, gutters, and more, go to rooferies.com. And more with Gene after this.
Hi, Boomers. This is Mark Gilliatt of the Retirement Guys. Our final workshops of 2019 will be December 2nd and 3rd. Please join us as we focus on important retirement topics, how to reduce or even eliminate the costly fees that are impacting your retirement, the new Medicare options available in 2020, Social Security updates for 2020, the best retirement strategies for a secure retirement, and most importantly, how to defuse the ticking tax time bomb in your retirement plan. So to enroll, visit our website, theretirementguys.org. Space is limited, so please sign up in advance at theretirementguys.org or just give me a call, Mark Gilliatt, at 402-317-7147. That is 402-317-7147.
Advisory services offered by AFSC Advisors.
Introducing the West Point Auto and Truck Center. They're your full-service Chevrolet dealer, Ford dealer, and your specialty farm equipment provider. Kubota, Jaylor feed mixers, McHale round balers, Nitro manure spreaders, and Riker grain baggers unloaders. Expanded service for everything you need. The West Point Auto and Truck Center, just on the north side of West Point on Highway 275. Call 402-374-1933 or visit their website, westpointautoandtruck.com.
Hindsight is a powerful tool. We can learn a lot from it. Like, always read the instructions. Don't be afraid to ask for directions. Fill the tank before you get way out in the field, and it can help improve our foresight, especially on the farm. At NK Seeds, we analyze past data to provide top-performing seed choices for your field's future and bottom line. Contact your local NK retailer or learn more at nkseeds.com. Delivering technology, genetics, and value.
Dell has announced their biggest Black Friday ever with some of the lowest prices of the year, offering you up to 50% off top-brand electronics like Samsung TVs. You'll also get massive deals on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. For the gamer, streamer, or student, Dell has you covered. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton. And our best offer of the year is here. Get free works accessories with bike purchase. Limited time only.
It's 4:51, and it is the drive home on the Boomer Radio Network. I'm Jack Swanda with a special Boomer sit-in today, Gene Camerata. Come into my kitchen.
You come on.
That just cracks me up. Some great stories here. You grew up in Queens. You left Queens. You went to Las Vegas. You cooked that. I mean, you didn't actually start in a kitchen, though, in Vegas.
I started as a pot washer. At first, I worked for the street department using a 90-pound jackhammer all day. I used to get home and my arms would still be shaking. So my friend, Frankie Ventimiglia, got me a job as a pot washer, and that's where I started. And then the chef approached me and my buddy one day and said, you know, if you rent my house, you can have any job you want. So we rented his house, and I became a saucier in the main kitchen.
Wow.
And I had to work 4 hours a day on my own time for about a month so I could catch up. But then once I did, I told the chef I didn't need my assistant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no way. I said, come on, let's give it a try.
Yeah.
And yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah.
My wife, Julie, hi, Julie, talked me into going to cooking school because it seemed like every time I should get a promotion, the kid who just came out of cooking school got
the job. Where'd you go to cooking school?
I went to the California Culinary Academy in San Francisco. The most fun I ever had in my whole life. And I still keep in touch. Every summer in the month of July, mm-hmm. I go back to Northern California and work with a friend of mine I graduated with.
How'd you come to Omaha?
I think we came in a car. My wife is from Omaha.
Okay, so that's the tie.
We met, and we'll talk about
that. Okay, let's talk about that. Yeah, let's do. You have Moody Blues down. Did you ever see the Moody Blues in concert?
Oh, a bunch of times. I was a little bummed out because they broke up before I got a chance to see them. Mm-hmm. But then they got back together and did the Octave album. And then they started to play everywhere. And I actually got to see him with the orchestra here at the Civic Center years ago.
Civic Auditorium, yeah.
Yeah, and it was great, except there was a guy behind me who was listening to the Husker game on the radio.
During the concert.
During the concert, and he kept tapping me on the shoulder and telling me the score. Until I finally turned around and I said, listen, man, come on, I want to watch the concert. That was one of those concerts where my wife and I got up to dance, uh-huh. and this guy who was listening to the game said, sit down. And I turned around and said, make me.
Oh, wow. That didn't go well. So you're not a Husker fan?
My family loves the Huskers. You know, I don't root against them, mm-hmm. but I'm a Columbia fan. Because when I was in high school, they lost 76 games in a row.
Wow.
And I figured they needed fans.
All right. Gene has picked out the Moody Blues. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. It's Gene Camerata.
I wish.
He does. He wishes he was in a rock and roll band. Yeah. Boomer Radio Network, and a Boomer sit-in with the Moody Blues. Moody Blues. Just a singer in a rock and roll band on the Boomer Radio Network, and a song that Gene Camerata picked out here. You've been to the Moody Blues. You've seen, I can't believe all the concerts you've seen. But we're winding it down here for your sit-in. What are you serving for Thanksgiving tomorrow at your house?
Okay, so I am responsible for the turkey, the stuffing, the gravy, and Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts, and I've turned everybody on to Brussels sprouts. You know, you blanch them first until they're partially cooked, and then you cook them in butter with a lot of salt and pepper until they get brown on the outside, and they taste like candy.
Mm.
You know, either it's like the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. Either you love them or you hate them.
Yeah. And you're teaching now at Iowa?
Iowa Western Community College. We have a really good culinary program. If you're interested in culinary, give us a call.
Why would somebody want to do that as a career?
Actually, it's an opportunity to be taught in small classes. Mm-hmm. We don't have tons of people like some other culinary places in the country. Mm-hmm. We have relatively, I wouldn't say one-on-one, but there is a good ratio of students to teachers.
Okay. You went Queens to Las Vegas. We talked about that if you missed it. And then I'm just kind of curious. You said that Julie... was from Omaha. Your wife
right.
was from Omaha, but at some point you guys had to meet. How did that?
So the chef I worked with in Las Vegas got fired for an indiscretion.
Oh,
and he moved to a hotel in San Diego, the Hotel Intercontinental, right next to Seaport Village.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to come down and help open the hotel. I opened a few hotels, which is just a lot of work. So before the hotel opened, before I had a restaurant job, I was cooking the employee cafeteria, and my wife, Julie, came in to have something to eat. I always tell people she had my chowder and fell in love, to which she replies, I don't even like chowder. But that's where we met. I think the first date, she asked me if I'd like to, I asked her if we could go out, and she said, yeah. And I said, I don't have a car, because I rode a bicycle. So we took her car, and the rest is history.
Uh-huh. And how long you been married?
32 going on 33 years.
Okay. Two beautiful children?
Yeah.
Twins?
Beautiful. Well, my son looks a little bit like me, so
not so beautiful.
Quite so beautiful as my daughter is very beautiful, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Actually, he's beautiful. What am I saying?
Yeah, and you always wanted to go to California.
Okay, yeah. So as a kid, as I got older, when I was 5 years old, there was a place where you could buy books at school, a Scholastic company.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always buy a few books, and I bought one that was the lyrics to songs. And I remember I tore out the picture of George Harrison. I think it was Here Comes the Sun. And then I tore out the page for California Dreamin'. And I still have it. I've held on to it all these years in a box of stuff that I've kept. And as a child, all I could think of was, I want to go to California someday. Mm-hmm. So as I got older, I lived in Las Vegas. And my buddy and I, we took a Greyhound to Las Vegas. And we had some time left. So we took the Greyhound to California. We went to Laguna Beach, first place I went to. And then I sent my brother, who's a big ZZ Top fan, a postcard, and all it said was, I'm bad, I'm nationwide.
That's great. And you dreamed of going to California, and who knew that was going to lead to you meeting Julie? And
right, and yeah, California was great. San Diego was great. I lived in Monterey for a little while. I lived in San Francisco. I love California.
Mm-hmm.
A little crowded and a little fiery sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the Lust Hills around here are very much like Northern California, the farm territory, except we got plenty of water, sometimes too much.
Yeah. Gene Camerata, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jack, for having me. Hey, everybody, have a great Thanksgiving holiday, and don't forget to be thankful. My dad would take us to church and say, get down on your knees and thank the Lord, kids.
Thank you, Gene.
Along the way, well,